It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
On Saturday, Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live shared a troubling and cryptic message implying he's having suicidal thoughts. He posted on Instagram, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last. All I've ever tried to do is help people. Just remember, I told you so." People felt like Pete's message was a cry for help, and the New York Police Department received multiple calls from fans worried about Pete, so they sent cops out to find him and do a welfare check. Mm-hmm. Pete ended up doing SNL, but he was only on the show to introduce Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson when they sang "Happy Christmas, War Is Over."
Once again, Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus.
So this is Christmas.
She sounded really good, by the way.
And what have you done? Another year over.
So sources close to Pete believe his emotional turmoil has escalated recently and are very worried about him. Singer Ariana Grande's ex-girlfriend even showed up to that SNL performance in the office and tweeted, "I'm downstairs and I'm not going anywhere if you need anyone or anything. I know you have everyone here that you need, but that's not me, but I am here too." Pete's friend Machine Gun Kelly also hopped on a plane to NYC to check on him, and they were photographed together. So it looks like, you know, everybody really is doing their best to keep him safe and checked on and all that kind of stuff. So I just really, really hope that he gets better and is in a better mental health place.
That is just such a tough thing, though.
Yeah, it's really scary. Jennifer Lawrence is shooting down rumors that she had sex with disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein. The Oscar-winning actress released a statement saying, "My heart breaks for all the women who are victimized by Harvey Weinstein. I have never had anything but a professional relationship with him. This is yet another example of the predatory tactics and lies that he engaged in to lure countless women." The allegations stem from a suit filed against Weinstein by a woman who claims in court documents that he told her, "I slept with Jennifer Lawrence and look where she is. She just won an Oscar." And Prada has been forced to pull some new products from its shelves after taking a bunch of heat on social media. A civil rights attorney got the ball rolling after posting on social media about the new products. She said she was stunned to see images resembling blackface displayed at Prada's store in Manhattan. She said it was racist, and the attorney's post was shared nearly 7,000 times as of yesterday, which prompted Prada to pull products from its new line, which are promoting images of monkey-like creatures with big red lips and black faces. Prada says they're imaginary creatures, not intended to have any reference to the real world, and insists that the company abhors all forms of racism and racist imagery. Coming up in less than an hour, Kanye West and Drake just started one of hip-hop's biggest beefs in a long time.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 2002 was a big year for national news. On Christmas Eve, an attractive young pregnant wife went missing in California. And soon to follow was a scandal so big, it captivated a nation. Coming up next on Murder Monday, a homicide for the holidays. The Lacey and Scott Peterson case. You do not want to miss this.